tell us, why would Mozambique deny the plane to land there?
In terms of the Chicago Convention that made ICAO, Mozambique could not have denied landing rights to the aircraft if it had declared an emergency. However, if it had just requested to land, it's quite possible that they would have said, no, I'm sorry, your flight plan wasn't approved for a landing in Mozambique, and we can't accommodate you. If, as I said, an emergency had been declared, then they would have had to have accommodated the aircraft. I don't know. There's obviously more to this whole story than meets the eye. It's just a huge coincidence that there should be a possible stowaway on a flight that was carrying nothing but money. And the stowaway would have been going in the wrong direction. Normally, a stowaway goes from Africa to the more developed countries, not the other way around. So there's a lot that doesn't make sense in the story. The other big question is, well, why did the aircraft need to land in the first place? And the only reason that we can think of at this stage, without having actually spoken to the flight crew, is that they had a pressurization problem. Perhaps because of this person in the ENA hold, that's the equipment and navigation area in the front of the aircraft, had caused a pressurization problem, and they had to fly lower, which uses a lot more fuel, and therefore they didn't have enough fuel to reach Durban.
Now, what do you think is happening right now, you know, in Zimbabwe?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the implications as to what was actually known. Was this a genuine stowaway? Was this an attempt to hijack the aircraft, perhaps? Who knows? This is a complete mystery at this stage, in that no one is any the wiser, or at least no one who's saying anything is any the wiser. We haven't had any official comment from either the flight crew or from the Zimbabwean authorities. So I'm afraid that anything that we say at this stage is conjecture. And we don't know why it would have been flying lower and therefore run short of fuel.
Now, can you explain a little bit about this convention about landing of planes? You know, why can't you deny, you know, a plane some entry in a country? You know, can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. Almost all the countries of the world, there are very few exceptions, are signatories to the Chicago Convention, which formed ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization. And that was formed in, if I'm not mistaken, 1938. And as a signatory to that convention, you've got to give landing rights to any aircraft that declares an emergency. But if, however, it was just a casual request or a last-minute request, then the Mozambican authorities would have been within their rights to have said, no, we can't accommodate you at this stage.
So now, what are the implications if Mozambique refused, really?
Well, there aren't any implications. If the aircraft had declared an emergency, well, then there would have been very serious implications. The Mozambique's membership of ICAO would have been called into question, and there may have been other penalties involved in terms of what are called the bilateral rights for aircraft flying from one country to another. In other words, if the international aviation rights are not honored by Mozambique, well, then they would be withdrawn. And that would obviously cause enormous problems for airlines operating in and around Mozambique as well. So there's plenty of incentive for these countries to continue to abide by the Chicago Convention. And we've no indication to say whatsoever that they didn't, because we don't know whether the aircraft declared an emergency or not.
And finally, when we look at the millions of rands that were in that plane, is that normal for planes to carry such large sums of money?
Yes, it has become increasingly normal, simply because very few countries these days print their own paper money. And indeed, most of South Africa's money is, I believe, printed in Sweden. And obviously, it's got to be transported. So they use specific, you know, presumably very secure charter flights to do that. Why this charter flight suddenly would have run out of fuel, run low on fuel, one can only speculate at this stage.
And what could be the fate of the crew?
Well, I believe that they're not actually being held in jail or anything. I believe they're staying at the 5-star Meikles Hotel in Harare. And at this stage, they're probably just being detained for further questioning. Maybe the police have taken their passports. But they're not saying anything, so we don't know. But as I said, at this stage, I believe they're not in Chukurubi prison. They're actually in a 5-star hotel.